And now a story about education, something especially important for migrant workers and their children. As Indiana Public Broadcasting's Peter Balanon Rosen reports, before you can teach migrant students, you need to find them.
Hello?
Yes, can I speak with Mrs. De La Rosa?
That's Alex Rodriguez. He's on a mission. Find, recruit, and enroll migrant children and workers for school.
Yes?
Yeah, this is Alex. I'm on my way to your home so I can complete the enrollment for the kid.
Rodriguez hits the road every day as a recruiter for Southern Indiana's public migrant education program. Today, he pulls out from a Walmart where he often finds prospective students. And a minute ago,
there was a bus full of migrant workers from Mexico. That was interesting because I didn't know they were here. I mean,
anyone under 22, if they or their family has moved for seasonal field or farm work, they qualify for public migrant school services, regardless of citizenship.
If it's a youth, 18 or older, maybe by themselves or a group of them, I usually think about English classes and some vocational programs that we have. If it's a family, I think about the program for the kids.
To actually enroll children means tracking people down.
Hey, how are you?
Yeah, fine.
You remember me?
Yeah, I remember.
We were talking the other day on that.
Yes, que yo me fui para atrás para el valle.
Oh, really?
For 3 years, the De Los Santos family has moved from Texas to Indiana following work.
Do I need to fill out something for the baby?
Julie De Los Santos has 3 kids. This is her youngest's first time
coming over here.
First move?
Mm-hmm. For her.
Rodriguez is here to sign up the youngest for preschool, help enroll the older ones in local schools, and verify family information.
And when you moved to work with the watermelons, you had something specific in mind that you were thinking?
Rodriguez jots it all down with a blue pen. He gets De Los Santos' signature, and before leaving...
I have some books from you. You know, it's important for the parents to be reading, you know, the kids so they can start getting to know what the books are and all that. So
he hands over 3 books. They're items hard for migrant workers to travel with.
They're fun books.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you for coming.
No problem.
Can you show them up?
And then... it's back on the road. Because it's not just workers' children Rodriguez enrolls in school. It's workers themselves, too. The current political climate, that makes things a little tricky.
I might have cases that workers coming from Mexico not wanting to talk to me because they were instructed not to talk to any government people.
Rodriguez wins trust, though. On any given day, he brings food and clothes to workers and families, helps people get medical attention.
This is not part of my job, but it's part of the services they can be provided to the migrant families.
And it pays off.
Hola, profe. ¿Cómo estamos?
We're in a mobile unit classroom right now. There's about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 people who are here filling out paperwork for school services.
The students need to complete some assessments for the program.
This classroom is a converted RV next to a worker camp at a local farm. These young men, clad in dusty coats and weathered hats, gather after a long day in the fields. The first thing many want to learn, the English names of the crops they pick. Pablo Cervantes Diaz came to the U.S. from Mexico on a temporary work visa, just like his father did when Diaz was a kid. And then here, on this farm, Diaz saw his father again, for the first time in 15 years.
Como una experiencia venir acá y encontrarme con él en los Estados Unidos y no en México.
Diaz says he hopes this school program, one of 6 migrant programs in the state, can lead to better opportunities for him and his future family. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Peter Balanon Rosen.